Hey, welcome to the Healthy Anger Toolbox. I'm grateful you're able to join me. I'm Marty Wallner. Well, I just got back from my daily nature walk. I try to take a nature walk almost every day to try to stay calm and regulated and to reduce my stress. And on today's walk, once again, I was thinking about my thinking. I'm involved in a situation that's making me feel a certain something. I'm actually getting a bit angry about it. And it can be effective to try to understand and have me attune to how I'm perceiving what's happening, interpreting it, and also processing the information, thinking about my thinking, my thought process. It's called metacognition, and it can be really helpful in terms of understanding emotional response, and also by perhaps at times being able to pause our thought process to be able to connect to someone else's thought process, which you may more commonly be known as empathy. And so the idea is that as I'm trying to navigate this a bit of a conflict in a personal situation, personal relationship in my life, I'm trying to, again, understand my thought process in this situation. Because as it turns out, when we talk about anger or any type of extreme emotional reaction, it's our thoughts that actually feed our emotions. So research indicates that the normal lifespan for an emotion, the emotional response, the emotional charge to the human brain and body is only about 90 seconds. And so that emotional, again, charge should only last about a minute and a half. Well, you can probably remember the last time you were angry or had another intense emotional response. It may have lasted more than a minute and a half. As it turns out, our thoughts are what fuel the emotion. And so your thoughts are the number one cause of your anger. Have you considered how you perceive, interpret, and then process different situations, emotional situations that you may be in with your kids? And in terms of those thoughts, understanding that the thoughts and what's happening immediately as you enter a situation or you interact with your kids, the thoughts can actually then fuel your emotions and cause you to become angry. Number one cause of your anger, actually, according to research. And so how can we empower ourselves to be able to control your thoughts rather than your thoughts controlling you? And so it's all about understanding the emotional response and also that metacognition, each individual thought process. And so what happens is, as we start to feel emotional, the emotional part of our brain can actually overtake, almost sometimes hijack the other thinking parts or maybe feeling parts of our brain. It's the emotional part that takes over when we feel that emotional flooding or the emotional dysregulation when feeling angry. But we can actually take control of those thoughts. That's the hopeful thing. We can be empowered to understand some different tools and be able to catch ourselves and realize that when we are emotionally charged, emotionally escalated, or even perhaps emotionally hijacked, that our thoughts become distorted. They start to become triggers. They can bring up past situations where we may have gotten angry with our kids, or past situations where someone may have gotten angry with us, because anger response is a learned behavior. And so realizing those thoughts that immediately are triggered by the emotional reaction, and then empowering yourself to be able to take control of those thoughts in a very quick fashion, because that emotion takes over in less than a second. So there's only a very precious space to start to be able to control your thoughts rather than your thoughts controlling you. But there are tools, there are things you can do for the brain and body to be able to change those distorted thoughts and stop the trigger thoughts that are causing an actual neurochemical release to try to calm you down and bring down your stress when you're feeling angry. So I'm going to suggest a tool that I actually use pretty frequently. It's called BMR, which is Breathe, Mantra, and Refocus. And this is a tool that can pretty much control your thinking and calm you down, get you into a much more regulated place and a much more clear thinking place in 60 seconds or less. I call this the 1 minute calm down. And again, it's Breathe, Mantra, and Refocus. And so when we breathe, and we're talking deep belly breathing, intentional breathing, all the way down to our diaphragm, We can take one or two just deep intentional breaths to be able to calm our bodies. It will actually activate the calming part of our nervous system. And so you can just calm yourself immediately by taking deep breaths. Many times when you're feeling emotional, especially when you're feeling angry, it could cause some shallow breathing, breathing from the chest. And so we want to be intentional about taking deep breaths all the way down to the diaphragm. You can actually put your hand on your belly button and feel the breath going in and out. But just one or two of some deep breaths can actually, again, activate the calming part of your central nervous system. And then the mantra. As you're taking these deep breaths, you can actually start to have some short phrases that you can recall and recite to yourself mentally that can actually change your trigger thoughts, your distorted thinking. And so these mantras, which should be very specific to your child or to the situation that you may be in, but it can be something like, I can handle this, or she's only 8 years old, or something else that will actually turn those plunging, distorted trigger thoughts into somewhat at least neutral or perhaps even positive or hopeful thoughts. And so it's all about thinking about your thinking. And then as we breathe and are able to have those mantras, those quick, short phrases that we can recite to ourselves, we can then actually refocus and do some mindful tools, use some mindfulness to be able to block out some of the negativity and focus on some positive outcomes, focus on some positive and healthy communication. So consider breathe, mantra, refocus, BMR, what I define as the 1 minute calm down to empower you to be able to stay regulated, get into a much clearer thinking part of your brain when you're feeling angry or otherwise emotionally dysregulated. It's all about thinking about your thinking, metacognition, understanding how you perceive, how you interpret, and how you process the information when you get into these emotional situations with your kids and it's making you feel angry. I'm Marty Wallner. Thank you for joining me for the Healthy Anger Toolbox. Join me for more healthy anger tools at healthyangertoolbox.com. We'll be right back.